small coffee, please.
It's the second most popular drink in the world after water. 400 billion cups of coffee are consumed every year. Coffee culture has spread around the world and many of us can't go one day without that morning cup or two. We'd go to great lengths to find that perfect cup for that perfect pick-me-up. My search for great coffee took me to Whitecross Market in London. I was hoping to find expert coffee maker William Davies Coffee Can. The wafting smell of freshly ground coffee and the distinct sound of the espresso machine told me I'd come to the right place.
Well, it has a slightly bitter taste to it, but I'd quite like that. It's got quite a kick, and that's actually what I came here for. So I'd say thumbs up, 5 stars. Yeah, it's good.
This woman was talking about William's coffee. I had to try some myself, and my coffee latte was really good. Slightly fruity and just strong enough. William won the title of UK Barista Champion at the competition held earlier this month in Scotland. He made 4 espressos, 4 cappuccinos and 4 of his signature drinks, all within 15 minutes to impress the judges. As he poured coffee for his customer, he told me about the drink that won him his title.
With the signature drink, I made a coffee that tasted black. That tasted similar to the espresso, but just had more amplified flavours. So say somebody was tasting espresso for the first time, and they couldn't taste the cinnamon or the citrus in it, or maybe the chocolate in it, then this would be a good introduction.
But what is it that makes this coffee special?
It has to be traceable. You have to know where it comes from. It has to be fresh. So you need to know what the roast date was. We've never used coffee that's older than 3 weeks. The second in is it has to be ground fresh.
James Hoffman is the owner of Square Mile Coffee Roasters. They supply roast beans to some of the best cafes in the country. James shares with us his passion for good coffee.
From a sheer chemistry standpoint, there are more flavours within coffee than there are within wine. Coffee's full of tropical fruits, mangoes, blueberries, papaya. They're not flavours you would expect to find in coffee, but coffee can do it. I think great coffee, it needs to stand out to the point where anybody would taste it and think, that's different, that's significantly better, that's cleaner, that's sweeter, that's less bitter, that's less astringent, that's just nicer to drink. It needs to be that black and white for me.
James, who also won the World Barista Champion 2 years ago, said that he gets his quality coffee beans from around the world. Depending on the season, different countries will have the best harvest. Most of the coffee in the world comes from the countries below the tropic.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill.
Brazil, Ethiopia, India and Indonesia are just some of the major coffee producers in the world. According to the Specialty Coffee Association of America, the global coffee industry employs 20 million people. Efforts are now on to ensure that these producers in developing nations get a better deal from trade. Coffee was one of the first products to be certified under the Fair Trade label in 1994. Today, over 500 brands of coffee are offered under the distinct green, blue and black Fair Trade mark, as proof that the producers of this coffee have been offered sustainable prices for their harvest. Anna Reid, communication officer at the Fairtrade Foundation London, explained the idea behind the Fairtrade movement.
Our mission is to help more producers get a better deal from trade. It's quite simple. So to do that, we use a product certification label called the Fairtrade Mark. What that means is that the farmers have been paid a minimum price, which covers the sustainable cost of production. And on top of that, the farmers' organisation has been paid an additional social premium. So effectively what Fairtrade does is ensure that farmers have enough for today, that's the minimum price, and for tomorrow to invest in a better future, and that's the social premium.
Even Starbucks has gone the Fairtrade way. By the end of this year, it has pledged that all the espresso-based coffee sold in its cafes will be Fairtrade. That's £40 million worth for business for farmers in developing nations.
We were delighted when Starbucks decided to switch all their espresso to Fairtrade certified beans by the end of 2009. We think it sends a very strong signal to the coffee industry in general. I mean, obviously, Starbucks is huge and one of the leaders of that field. And if Starbucks are confident that Fairtrade meets their quality requirements, that their customers are going to love it, and Starbucks would not have made that switch if they weren't confident of that.
But not everyone is convinced of the Fairtrade movement. Critics say that it results in overproduction. Also, since Fairtrade is limited to cooperatives, independent producers who would rather sell to the government suffer, James says.
We would avoid Fairtrade because as a method of trading, it doesn't live up to our demands in terms of reward for the grower for the work done. The prices that we would pay for green coffee are significantly higher than Fairtrade would pay because we believe that the people growing the coffees that we buy deserve a higher price. Those coffees taste better, and I think it's a much more sustainable way for us to buy.
The criticism of the coffee industry may be many, but today we have more variety in coffee than ever before.
Is it impossible to get a cup of coffee, flavored coffee, anymore in this country? Huh? What happened with coffee? Did I miss a f***ing meeting with the coffee? Huh? You can get every other flavor except coffee-flavored coffee. They got mochaccino, they got chocaccino, frappuccino, cappuccino, rappuccino, alpuccino, what the f***?
But how do people around the world like their coffee?
We are preparing it in a little special pot, which is generally made of copper, and we are boiling it in that pot, and possibly with sugar.
Certainly the smell and the ability to make good espresso. If you want to give it to Italians, it's not about the cappuccino or the latte, it's about the espresso.
But coffee isn't just about the taste anymore. It's a lifestyle. Retail coffee chains have been credited with creating a new generation of coffee drinkers for whom coffee is cool. Philip Bucknell is a Starbucks regular and has even started a London Facebook group to meet other Starbucks fans.
Being English, like we don't have a coffee culture. I think companies like Starbucks, you know, imported a culture, a mass culture, into our British cup of tea society.
The World Championship in Atlanta in April will bring together all these different tastes from around the world. Baristas from over 50 countries are expected to showcase their best brews here. William is getting ready to represent the UK. So what new drink has he got planned?
I'm not telling you. That's a secret.